Now 8:37, 4 degrees. Russian President Vladimir Putin, as we know now, has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border, with the United States and its European allies working to deter the coming invasion. Here in Michigan, thousands of residents who can trace their heritage to Ukraine anxiously await the next move in the region. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, spoke with one man who has family in Kiev and talks about these dangerous times. Marie?
Hi, Paul. Boris Potapenko is with the Michigan chapter of the Ukrainian Congress Committee in America. Potapenko says about 2 million Americans can trace their heritage to Ukraine. His parents were political refugees who survived the genocide of the 1930s. His older brother still lives in Kiev. When asked about the current tensions and possibility of invasion, Potapenko says this is nothing new. His country's never been at peace with Russia.
We've lived with this for a very long time. The fact that the violence from Russia can become much higher by a major invasion is certainly something nobody wants to contemplate.
And he says he wants Americans to know that, in his view, Putin wants Ukraine dismantled, and he won't stop until that goal is reached.
And so when you look at Russia today, that vast area, there are dozens of nations that are being there, whose culture and identity and political identity is being oppressed by Russia. In Russia, there's over 7 million Ukrainians. There is not one Ukrainian school. Russia is doing everything it can to try to eliminate Ukrainians as a political nation on the face of the...
Potapenko points out that part of the Ukraine, Crimea, and a small portion of the eastern tip of the country is already under Russian occupation. He says 14,000 people at least have died at the hands of Russian troops. This latest action is dangerous but not surprising, he says. And as for the role of America and its allies in the latest action by Russia?
Very pleased that the Biden administration is taking the Ukrainian situation so seriously, because it wasn't too long ago that it wasn't. And I'm concerned that it can be sustained, because it's going to have to be sustained, because Putin and Russia play the long game.
They play the long game. That is something he mentioned several times in our interview, Paul. And Potapenko remains deeply concerned about his brother and other family members and friends who are in the Ukraine now.
Who can blame him? Who can blame anyone having fears? But what I hear as I concentrate on this story, and I'm spending more time thinking about Ukraine than I probably ever have. There have been times politically that it's come up in the last couple of years. But how is it? I don't quite understand what Vladimir Putin is, what his problem is with the Ukrainians. If this isn't ethnic cleansing, what is? And if it is ethnic cleansing, which it is, why hasn't the world community risen up against Putin and made it a bigger deal than it's been until we're on the verge of war?
Well, as Potapenko pointed out, he said that there are other cultures within Russia, other countries that are now part of Russia, where their culture has just been erased. I mean, just canceled, erased. And that's what he's trying to do with Ukraine and Ukrainians. And you're asking why? I think in 2020 it looks different than it did in 1940 or 1960. I think that type of action looks different. And maybe that's why it's being snuck by us a little bit. But he says that's what it is. Don't be mistaken. That's exactly what it is.
14,000 people killed by Russian troops.
Yep.
Like, that's not a big deal? I mean, it's astonishing to me.
Yeah. Yes.
And all Putin has to do is show up on a horse with his shirt off, and he gets all this ridiculous but positive press.
Yeah. And also, people from the Ukraine, Ukrainians, have a deep, deep, rich history that is so unique from any other part of the country. I grew up in a Ukrainian neighborhood. I had a lot of Ukrainian neighbors, and their culture is really quite different than the rest of Russia. So they're hanging on to that.
I don't understand why he appears to be so challenged. Russia is Russia, but he's hell-bent on making Russia the Soviet Union again, and to take over all the countries that were once under his umbrella, and take it over again and do that. I mean, if people started thinking that way, look at what England could do. I mean, bringing people back under their auspices that existed for a very long time. There's so many ways that people approach things, and Putin is just he's scary, but he's getting away with it, which is what's mind-boggling to me. I would have never guessed 14,000 Ukrainians have been killed by Russian soldiers in Russia. I wouldn't have guessed there were 7 million Ukrainians in Russia.
Yeah, that's Potapenko says those are the numbers. And I just think that, Putin, power is an intoxicating thing. So I think that has a lot to do with this.
Yeah. Well, on the backs of the people he has represented, he's made himself a multi-billionaire. That's pretty well established. So he doesn't really care about anybody but himself, which I suppose in terms of political narcissism, he'd be the picture in the dictionary if you were looking at it. But be that as it may, he now has actually been able to try to say that the NATO forces are the aggressors here. It's just...
I was going to ask, has there ever been a poor dictator? I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, in the poorest of countries, I mean the dirt poorest of countries, the dictator lives a pretty good life.
Right. It's good to be dictator.
Yep, good point. 844 at News Talk 760 WJR. Great conversation coming up with Mark Royce from General Motors. Stay with us.